Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7 this morning. What a blessing it is to hear all those kids this morning. Yeah. Good to be a Christian this morning. Serve a risen Savior. Be part of the royal family of God this morning. I'm in chapter 6 and verse 7. Brother Jeff Berry, he's teaching on the Ten Commandments also downstairs. He didn't know I was teaching on it, and I didn't know he was going to teach it on it. But look, the Lord led us both to teach on it. But yeah, glad to know that the Lord's in charge this morning. But he made some little Bible markers with the Ten Commandments on it. He made it for his class, so he made it for us too. And that are back there on the table if anybody wants one.
Wonderful.
I appreciate Brother Jeff. And appreciate a Savior that's real this morning, a God that's real. We've got hope this morning. And we've got hope that the world could only dream of. Verse 7, it says, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." And he's talking about the Ten Commandments. He's talking about how the Lord brought him out of Egypt, how he delivered him from the taskmasters and took him out of bondage. And he done the same for us this morning. He brought us out of the world.
Amen.
Give us liberty. Give us freedom. Took the chains that the old devil had on us, the chains that the flesh had on us, and he set us free. My, we should never forget. Should never forget what the Lord's done for us and where he brought us from. And we should never forget these Ten Commandments. They should always be up on our heart, as Moses tells us here. He says, "Thou shalt teach them diligently." Diligently unto thy children. Raising my children, I failed. You can't study this scripture and it not dig you out sometimes. This scripture's perfect and I'm imperfect, and these times it hits me right between the eyes, but I ain't got no choice, but I gotta teach what the Word says, even when it hits me. But we should take our children and as they're young, Moses said, and should diligently take out these Ten Commandments and teach it to them and teach them and train them and teach them what the Lord had done in your life and the difference that the Lord has made in your life. And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house. When we sit down in our house, we should be talking about the Ten Commandments. This is not me. This is Moses. This is the Word of God. We should talk. We should sit around our house and talk about, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet." We should have these on our heart. The only way, y'all might be different from me, but the only way to get something to stick in this old thick skull of mine is to hear it over and over. It takes repetitiveness. And this is what Moses is trying to show us here, how we need to learn them. We need to know them. And it takes repetitiveness. "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way." Now, we don't walk too much anymore. We ride down the road in the car, but it's the same difference. When we're riding down the road, talk about, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any." We should talk them and know them and learn them. Hallelujah this morning. And when thou liest down, when you lay down on your bed at night, have these commandments on your mind. Have it on your mind what the Lord has done for you in your life, where He brought you from, the chains that He took off of you. Hallelujah. Don't forget it. And when thou risest up, when you get up in the morning, this should be the first thing Moses is telling us should be on our mind. The commandments, the Ten Commandments, what the Lord's done for us. Our day should be based upon these commandments and these statutes that God, it's not for His benefit, it's for ours this morning. It'll help us. It'll help us. It'll help us all the day long if we'll get these things upon our heart and upon them. "And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. They shall be as a sign. Now, I don't think we should he's saying we should carry around a sign all the time with the Ten Commandments, but I believe he's talking about our lifestyle.
Yeah.
Our lifestyle should be surrounded around these Ten Commandments. We shouldn't be as blood-bought children of God. We shouldn't be going out here telling little white lies.
Amen.
We shouldn't be taking something that don't belong to us.
Amen.
We shouldn't be coveting what somebody else has. They should be as bind them up on that hand and as frontless between that eyes. Do you see? They should always be before us because we've been so repetitive about it. We've learned them and we know them, and they should always be there in front of our eyes that we might know them. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And Jeff, I didn't know this, but Jeff Berry was telling me this, that the Jews would have a little book. I forget what he said it was called. And they would nail that little book on their doorpost. But in that book would be the Ten Commandments. And every time they'd walk in their house, they'd see that little book. And it'd be a reminder unto them. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Woo! Glory! And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates, and when you enter your property, there should be something there to remind us of the Ten Commandments. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, and to Abraham, and to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, and when thou shalt have eaten and be full,
yeah,
then beware.
Yes.
Listen to that. Then beware. Moses is telling to tell the children of Israel now, when y'all get up there in that land that floweth with milk and honey, you're sitting there comfortably in that house that you didn't build. You're going out there and you're plucking them grapes off of them vineyards that you didn't plant. And you begin to get comfortable and you begin to get relaxed. He said, beware.
Amen.
Take close heed, lest thou forget the Lord.
Amen.
Lest thou forget. And they did.
Right.
But do you see he's telling us the same thing this
Amen.
Morning? Do you see, he brought us, he found us out there in the pits of this old world, wasn't worth nothing. And he brought us out of off that trap door, Brother Roch, and put us up on a solid foundation, saved us, he redeemed us, he bought us, he wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life this morning, brought us into a church here. Most of us didn't have nothing to do with building this church. Sitting in cushioned seats that most of us didn't have nothing to do with putting them there. And God bless us, give us a pastor, give us a church, give us singers, hallelujah, that we didn't earn and that we didn't deserve. But Moses said, now beware. Beware. Be very careful. You're sitting here and you're in padded pews and you're comfortable and you're eating off the blessings that God has given you, and you're living in homes that God gave you, and you're eating food that God gave you. Don't forget where it came from. Don't forget who gave it to you. Wow! It's the Lord! It's the Lord! You have what you got because of the Lord this morning. Woo! Woo! Else is high in the holy name. Thank God for the Lord this morning. Woo! And His blessings that He's poured into our lives this
Amen.
Morning. Beware, lest thou forget the Lord.
Amen.
Do you see He's been, how many dozens and dozens and dozens of people has come into this church and sat down on those padded pews, and God blessed them, and God was with them, and God delivered them out of the pits. But they sat there in their comfortable seats, and they forgot the Lord. How many used to come here, but they don't know more? Beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage. Forget the Lord that saved you. Forget the Lord that got you out of all your troubles and put your feet upon a solid foundation. Ye shall not go. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve Him and shall swear by His name. Do you see? Thou shalt fear the Lord. I told this many times, the Lord put it on my heart again. Some of you will remember it. about that college girl. She went out with some of her friends one night. And they decided to go to a place that she didn't want to go. Well, they had no business going. And she said, "I'm not going. I can't go." And they said, "Well, why? Why can't you go?" They said, "Well, my daddy wouldn't approve of that place." And they began to tease her and taunt her. "Well, are you afraid of your daddy? You afraid of what your daddy might do to you?" She said, "No. I'm afraid of what it might do to my daddy."
Yeah.
Do you see? She loved him. We should have that kind of love for the Lord this morning. We should have that kind of honor and respect that we don't want to disappoint him. And that he's never disappointed us. And he's never let us down. And thou shalt fear the Lord this morning. Fear him. There's a cost that comes with sin. You can't play around with sin and get by with it. We should, if there's any, we as blood-bought children of God, greater is He that is in us. We shouldn't be afraid to step out and do what God puts on our heart. We shouldn't be afraid to live for the Lord and to serve the Lord and do whatever He leads and guides. We shouldn't be afraid of, shouldn't be afraid of anything, this old world. But one thing we as the blood-bought child of God ought to be afraid of, it's sin this morning.
Amen.
Sin will bring us down faster than anything else. Sin will get a hold of you and take you further than you was ever willing to go. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve Him. There's nothing else worth serving. There's nothing in this old world out here that can save us. There's nothing out here that can redeem us. There's nothing out here that can pay our sin debt. There's nothing out here that can be our ever-present help in the time of need. Hallelujah this morning. So fear the Lord thy God and serve Him. And listen to this. And shall swear by His name. And I believe what Moses is trying to tell us is to take an oath. Now, I know the Bible says you're better off not to take an oath than to take an oath and not keep it. I know that. But what Moses is telling us, swear by His name. Take an oath. Lord, I'm going to serve You and not another. Swear by His name. Lord, there's no one. Like Peter said, Lord, to whom else would I turn to? Lord, You got the words of eternal life. There's no one else can save us. There's no one else can redeem us. There's no one else can pay our sin debt. There's no one else can be there. Even when the doctors give up on us, Jesus will still be there. Even when death knocks on our door, there Jesus will stand. Still our Redeemer. Woo! Woo! Ye shall not go after the gods of the gods. Ye shall not go after other gods. Of the gods of the people which are round about you. And those gods, you know, that it's who we are. We're going to serve something. I don't care what you say or what you believe. The fact is, it's in our DNA. It's the way we was made and the way God, He made us and built us to serve Him. And if we're not going to serve Him, we're going to serve something. There's something in our life that's going to take priority over everything else. Hallelujah this morning. Pray for the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you. Lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Do you see, we look back in the Canaan land and back there in those old societies, and they served Baal and they served Dagon, and they had all kinds of gods of their own imaginations that they built up. But the society we live in is still serving the same gods. They're still serving a god. It may not be a statue. It may not be a figment of their mind, but they're serving something. Something's got a hold of you this morning. Something is first and foremost in your life this morning. And if you're not serving the Lord, you're serving that. You're serving something this morning. Praise His high. For ye shall not go after the other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. We live in a society this morning, and they're serving gods all around them. Some, it's their home. Like I talked about my cousin last week. He was going to church and paying his tithes, and the Lord blessed him real good that he was able to go out and build a house. But then he started putting that house before the Lord. Wednesday nights wasn't that important anymore. He had to get that house built. it wasn't long Sunday services, wasn't important anymore. I've got to get that house built. Do you see? His God became that house. God said, I am a jealous God. God will not tolerate it. He's got to be first, and He's got to be foremost in our life. And just as God's anger was kindled against the nation of Israel from time after time, they turned their backs up on God, and they began to whore after the gods of the people all around them. Baal and Dagon, the people of our society, they go after the same gods that our society goes after. Money, power, business, a home, stuff. Stuff that can't save you. Stuff that can't redeem you. Stuff that can't help you when you're in trouble. Hallelujah this morning. Praise it. For I am the Lord thy God. I am a jealous God among you. You think God don't get jealous today? He does. He said, I change not. And what did He do with the children of Israel when He got angry? When He got jealous? He would usually let the enemy come in and overtake them. Now, He might not let another nation come in today, and hopefully He don't, but He'll let that enemy come in, and He'll begin to put those chains back on you that you used to have, that you used to be free of. You used to have a dire desire to go to church, but that chain's back on you. You don't have a desire anymore. You used to put God first and foremost, but that chain's. Do you see? The Lord is. I'm a jealous God. He's got to be first and foremost in our life. We got to serve Him and not another this morning. Praise His high and holy. We're serving a God that is able to redeem us this morning. Oh, praise His high and holy name! What a Savior we serve! What a God we serve this morning!